this a story we heard? The grandma or the grandpa pulls her over on the side of the road. Yeah, this was Nell, and says, it's voting day, like, we're going to go vote now. And she's who are you voting for? Dad.
The theater group is actually called The Team, and that's because they work as one. They even write as one.
He goes, you're telling me you just started thinking about who you're going to vote for on election day? Like, what are you doing? And I'm not going to tell you. You have to think for yourself.
Yeah, that's your job, year round as a citizen.
They were here doing a residency at Virginia Tech School of Performing Arts, and all 13 of them fanned out across southern Appalachia, interviewing people who trace their roots to Scotland.
And so it's a really fascinating question as to how, if we sort of took these cultural seeds and planted them in American soil, how did they change here?
Rachel Chafkin's the director.
People whose families are still in the coal industry, which was a huge area of Scots-Irish employment, and then farmers whose families were Scots-Irish and granted land by the king in the 1700s. So we've talked with so many different people who provide all these different entry points onto the Scottish legacy in this area.
The Team is collaborating with the National Theatre of Scotland on their play called Anything That Gives Off Light, a play on words and a clue that it delves into the political, exploring the idea of how the Scottish Enlightenment cast its glow on this country.
Again and again, we've heard about the pride and sense of independence and sense of leave me to do as I will on my land and with my family. Nobody tells me what to do. Coming out of the people who we've spoken with here who are Scots-Irish descendants, and our two Scottish performers and Scotland as a whole is a deeply liberal country that is incredibly invested in public good and the public responsibility towards everyone for everyone. There was some Scottish slogan that I think it's like, all of us first. And so in a sense, that's almost counter to the American spirit of independence.
Davy Anderson is a performer and co-director from Scotland.
It's not like looking in a mirror, it's like looking in a kind of distorted mirror, where some of the experiences and some of the values are very similar to where I come from in Central Belt Scotland, in the city of Glasgow. But some of the political values and lived experiences are completely different in terms of being alone in this landscape where there's a big emphasis on self-reliance.
And those issues form the arc of the play. It opens when an American woman from Appalachia on vacation in Scotland meets two Scottish guys in a Glasgow bar. And this being theater, of course they decide to go on a road trip. Again, Rachel Chafkin.
In American movies, it's often like a road trip west. In Scotland, it's often a road trip north. And actually, that there's a line in the show that comments on that, that in American movies, you're always chasing the sunset. And in Scottish movies, on the road trip, it just gets colder and darker and wetter.
But the road trip is not linear. It circles back and forth in time and place. Magical realism, merging the two homelands and the characters with their ancestors and descendants.
I'm Brian.
I'm happy to meet you.
Have you ever been to Scotland before?
First time.
When did you arrive?
I haven't slept yet. Can you say you've arrived if you've not gone to bed there yet? I actually came from Jamaica.
Did you?
Yep.
Wow.
Bit of a second honeymoon without my husband.
I'm going to call you Red.
I don't think I want to be called that.
Well, you know, come back again. Well, you know, come back again. Better lood ye canna be. Well, you know, come back again.
What's that mean, that song?
It's a Jacobite song.
What does Jacobite mean?
It's Latin for James.
Yeah, another song from the failed rebellion of 1745.
Aye. We do a cracking lament round here.
The new play, Anything That Gives Off Light, will premiere in August at the National Theatre of Scotland. Discussions are underway to bring a performance to Blacksburg. I'm Robbie Harris.